It was over 1 year ago. Three friends recorded themselves.
Throw out your underwear, I'm doing laundry.
Opening up to each other.
His huge cock, I couldn't stand it.
And acting like assholes.
And that was like the first time I saw a little cartoon vagina.
And now, 35 shows, 14 cast members, 2 MySpace pages, and a countless number of farts later, they're still acting like assholes.
It's the Aristocrats. With Derek.
This battery only lasts 45 minutes, so it's going to be a short show.
Greg.
It's on the way.
Matt.
The Down Undertaker.
Steve.
He's the Shawn Michaels of Dick Tears. Oh, he's very charismatic.
Led to the ring by sensational Stalin.
And Vaughn.
I told you I can't speak English right.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hear something funny?
Yeah.
I wasn't recording any of that.
I know.
Cool.
It's the Aristocrats. MySpace.com/AristocratsRadio. If you want to contact us, AristocratsRadio@AOL.com. For those of you that don't know, I'm Derek. With me as always, I got my buddy Craig.
Howdy.
Steve.
How you doing?
Matthew.
Nip.
And who else?
Yawn the Snail Man.
Oh.
That other guy.
Snail Man Yawn. Deleted forever.
He's a wandering black hole in this room right now.
He's the barnacle of the show here.
Sucking up all the funny.
I think he's...
Wow.
Spitting it out into a mini podcast.
I really think he's going to flip out by the end of the night. He's pacing around.
Because he doesn't have headphones tonight.
He really doesn't. He has nothing. We kind of excommunicated him.
That's all right. We'll switch it up a little bit.
This is our first live show on Cringe Humor Radio. Thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. And it's funny because we only have 4 headphone jacks, and there's 5 of us. So we kind of made a decision to let Vaughn run around in the background. And
we voted him off.
Yeah, he was voted off the island.
You've been here a while, but you just ain't cutting it, pal. Yeah.
He's pacing around like a tiger in a cage.
And he's drinking, too.
He looks
too.
Like he's trying to cut a promo.
Yeah, he really...
Yeah. Oh, great. Wrestling. There we go.
I didn't say anything about that.
I think it's because of his gay shirt.
Or that.
What is that?
I don't know. It looks like he's got a couple of, like, ninjas on the front or, like, Mexican wrestlers.
Jerry-only ninjas.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So yeah. Is Castro dead yet?
I wish he was.
He's
on his way. No, actually, I don't.
Cancer Watch 07, Castro still alive.
Is it cancer?
I don't know. Like stomach cancer or something.
Did you see the video of him trying to work? Work out and all that?
No.
No.
In the old man sweats?
Vaughn.
Hey, Vaughn, it really helps.
You gotta talk into the microphone.
Am I talking?
We couldn't hear you, dude. Sorry.
I know you don't have headphones, but it's common sense. At least put the microphone up to your goddamn mouth.
He's got it by, like, his balls, and he's...
Put the beer down and talk into the microphone.
And a couple weeks ago, he came in with Michael Caine hair. And today he came in with Jim Belushi hair. It was all slicked back, and he had the curls in the back.
He's got Nick Nolte mugshot hair.
It's because he actually took a shower for once.
Yeah, finally. Thank God, right?
A little more bloated James Belushi.
Wow.
Yeah. John James.
Bonus bloat Belushi.
The dead one.
That was when they found him. Yeah.
Baby Beluga Belushi.
Ouch. Wait, what did I say? Who's the dead one? John?
John is completely dead, decomposing, died.
John is very much dead.
Yeah.
John was a funny one, and Jim's not.
Jim's pretty funny.
He's all right.
No, he's okay.
I liked him in K-9.
The Principal is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, Principal.
It was on the other day.
I know. I was so jealous. Rogers texted me saying that he was watching it.
He texted me thanking me for inviting him here tonight.
Who's that?
Rogers.
His father is dying.
He is dying.
Really?
Big man.
Well, what was he in the hospital for?
Something with his heart.
Morbidly
heart
obese.
Failure, potentially.
Morbid
well,
obesity.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, when you are about 450 pounds, it's going to play a factor.
Oh, he lost weight?
His fingers are like swelled up into like Twinkies. Yeah. You know you're bad.
Fella. Yeah. So anyway, we got a crap load of stuff to get to today.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
What did we want to start with? Lindsay Lohan?
Can we start with her? Okay.
Appetizers?
Mm.
Yum.
Fire crotch.
So what's going on with her? I didn't read the story.
Because
I really don't care about her.
No. Well, nobody should care about her. That's the main issue.
Apparently she went to rehab.
Here.
For cocaine, painkillers, too much cock, what?
Basically,
there's no cure for that.
She has an insatiable appetite for partying and underage drinking.
Wow.
Yeah. What was that guy she used to go out with from?
Fez.
Fez. That guy.
Oh, sure. Now
yeah. Wilmer.
He actually broke up with her because her drinking habits were too excessive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pussy.
You
want to
chill out on the underage drinking there?
She's 20,
she
right?
No. Now this was back when she was 18.
Sounds like a gay ass.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah, he's also 25 and responsible for when they go out. So,
well, that's true. But yeah. You know, come on. He's a celebrity. He's above like everything. You know, he's not gonna get arrested.
But still,
come on.
She's out of control.
Yeah. Well, she's in rehab now, so she'll be
dead soon.
I just like to party and have drinks. Can you buy me
some
beer?
Said that she was at like a club like the day after she announced she was going to rehab.
I wouldn't.
No,
doubt
the
it.
Day before she was at the Golden Globes.
I wouldn't.
She passed out at Prince's after party or
oh,
some
God.
Shit, drunk as hell. And the next day, today, she or 2 days ago or whatever it was, she went into rehab.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if she announced it right from the party that she's going to rehab.
Going into rehab, good night.
Look at these Golden Globes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, God.
Announced it live globes. From her pile of bile and puke.
Pile of bile.
I don't know what to make.
Live from my withdrawal.
A party at Prince's house, huh? Is that
I bet that was fun.
It was purple.
No, it was very, very gay.
That non-gender-looking fella.
Yeah. I hate the fact that he's still relevant. I
he's
just kind of wish
sexy
he was just
back.
I hate the fact that he's still sexy.
How was he ever sexy to begin with? He's like a 5-foot black man.
I thought
he was
just a creepy Minnesotan.
Yeah, he's like a genderless, hairy thing. He's like a monkey.
Yeah. My mother used to like Prince, and she would. I remember, like as a kid, she'd play like the tapes in the car, and he's like, "Yeah, come, yeah." I remember that still. And it was like a woman moaning. I don't know what that is. Is that an interlude
it's
or is
probably
that a song?
Him,
mommy,
come on, mom,
what mommy. Is this? Can we go get Happy Meals?
I'm gonna fuck your ass.
Whoa!
One of the funniest parents listening to music was our old friend Pat. His father used to listen to Queen. Driving him to school every day nonstop and sing along. Just, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
Oh. You have to hear the 10 tenors do that. Oh, my God.
God. They do that?
Yeah.
Wow. 10 tenors.
The 10 tenors do a bicycle.
What a stupid song.
What's
a 10
tenor?
Band.
I've never heard of Bicycle.
You've never heard
never
that
heard
song?
Bicycle?
I know exactly two Queen songs, Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. Obviously, and the Under
we will
Pressure.
Rock you.
Under Pressure. Oh, that too.
Yeah.
And actually, I kind of like Under
know,
Pressure.
You probably you're, know it.
We
ton
are the
of
champions.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, I hate them all. So
you're okay, gayer fine. Than you thought.
Yeah, I'm a little more.
You're more AIDS ridden than we thought.
Wow.
Freddie Mercury is dead.
Yeah.
Daddy Mercury.
How did he die?
AIDS.
Lots of it.
having sex with you.
Anally injected death serum. Done.
It's the old fag cancer.
meat in the too much meat in the can or something. What was that?
He died of botulism. Too much bad meat in the can.
Gross.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's enough of him.
Why?
I don't. Yeah. I know. Anyway, Lindsay Lohan. She's done.
I wish her all the best of luck because I know how hard it is to tackle your demons.
She'll make a big comeback like 3 or 4 months.
I hope they feed her to Mary Kate Olsen.
I don't know. Nicole Richie could use some of that.
All right, split her up.
Oh,
fine.
Man.
For Thanksgiving.
She should just do porn, basically.
Well, do that first, and then
her
kill
breasts
them.
Are out enough. Might as well.
That's true.
You never heard this?
Never once.
Bicycle.
I'm already tired of it.
Yeah, it's pretty much
please
one of the
stop.
Worst songs ever recorded.
but it's awesome live.
His seatless bike.
Wow. Yeah, the Olsen twin, or whatever. You sent me that picture of her.
Disgusting.
Dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's wrong with her?
I want to be skinny. That's
Does she have a MySpace page?
What,
probably, right? Yeah, like they but probably have like, an official one. Well, we just keep just keep posting you're a fat piece of shit.
Yeah, I wanted to send her a picture of Derek and say, you kind of remind me of my friend Derek, except he's thinner.
Yeah. Mm. Who the hell would be on her MySpace page as her friends?
Me?
I think like Dave Coulier.
No, you're right.
Oh, definitely.
Kimmy Gibbler would
fucking
be
fucking doofus.
John Stamos. the timeless John Stamos.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hasn't
one of those
aged
guys.
A day. In 20 years, he still looks like him. Uncle Jesse.
He still got the hair helmet. Hey, lay off the hair.
Jesse Cochran.
Was it? He's going to be like Dick Clark.
Yes, he
One
is.
Day he's just gonna hit
Nobody
the,
will
hit
be
the
like
heart
Dick Clark.
Attack, and he's going to just decline straight down.
Forget how to count.
Five.
Do we have that?
Three.
Do you have that ready?
Nine.
14. 16. 13. One.
Wow. He died six times in the countdown.
I'm sure he did.
They were counting along every time they were zapping him with the defibrillators.
That's one.
There was an intern just squeezing his heart.
No, I've said this before. His wife is in the back with a remote control, just controlling everything like the big
bubble. Taking all his money.
That poor old man.
I love Dick Clark.
Best of luck to you, pal.
You love what?
I love Dick Clark.
Oh.
What?
Brian Seacrest really took over that night.
Brian Seacrest?
I said Brian.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It sounded like
Flying Ryan Seacrest.
Flying Brian Seacrest.
He's dead, too.
He's dead, too.
Yeah. I wish.
HIV positive confirmed.
Who?
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh.
You didn't know he was gay?
No, he's not gay.
It's very obvious.
No,
I
he's
thought
not.
It was Brian.
What, you got the hots for him then?
Yes.
Faggot.
Isn't his wife one of the other commentators or something?
No, he's not. He's just a little, you know.
He flamboyant. Wife?
He's metrosexual or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
No,
he's metro.
Ray to what? Ray
he's
to
not cool or anything, but he's not
Why
gay. He's not gay.
Way to run with it.
He ain't no Clay Aiken. Did you say that?
Yeah, he's no Gay Aiken.
Wow.
He's not gay.
He's no Gaken.
Clay Aiken.
All right, so you're saying Ryan Seacrest is gay before Clay Aiken is gay?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
You call me a liar?
Yes.
Wow.
It
was absolutely.
Emphatic yes.
Okay, enough of this gay shit because I'm tired of it.
I'm not.
Okay. So, Lindsay Lohan.
All right, enough of Lindsay Lohan. I'm tired of her.
Something else.
Jesus Christ. You want to talk about this doctor that cut off his patient's penis?
Please, please.
Oh, yes.
Out of the fucking blue. I heard about this.
Awesome.
Apparently, a Romanian doctor just decided in the middle of a procedure to fix some guy's nuts, just cut off the guy's penis, put it on like a, I guess the cart or whatever, and cut it into little tiny pieces, and then storm out of the operating room.
Yep.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
He was having a bad day.
Did he bring like an Elio's pizza back with him and put it on top and then go cook it?
I made my own sausage.
Made a meat lover's pizza.
What do you say to that? What do you like? You wake up and what do you say? Like, oh,
what does a nurse say to you when you wake up?
I guess I guess they're gonna bring him over to Russia so they can regrow it on his forearm.
Actually, oddly enough, the court ordered to pay him $284,351. I guess translated over or whatever.
Yeah.
For the damage. And they're also going to pay another $56,858 to reattach the penis and rebuild it using tissue from his arm.
This is a brilliant procedure they've created.
How do you put a price on your dick? Could you?
It's priceless. It's like those MasterCard commercials.
Well, the other guy that did it had like a 900% increase, so might as well go for it.
If you can add... from nothing, add something from your arm. Can I add something to my nothing?
That confused
does
me.
Does that work the other way?
Can I add arm
skin onto my
penis?
I'm sure it's a little more complicated.
Big guy
than
down there, or little guy, whatever you want to call him.
They have a procedure where they kind of lift it up, I guess. But the only problem is then it points upwards constantly.
Yeah. Oh, that must be comfortable.
It has to be in a permanent
state of semi-arousal, I think so.
I think so.
That's handy, like, though.
It is.
You're constantly fluffed.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You're constantly ready to
go. You're constantly ready to go.
Ready to go.
So I don't see the downside to that.
No.
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 At all.
Especially for those afflicted with the Irish curse.
Wow. You
all bag, no pipe?
Yeah, every time you adjust your pants, you're jerking off.
Wait, what?
All bag and no pipe. Thank God for that little Christian reference.
How many people in this room are Irish?
Me.
Irish descent.
Well, you're Scottish. It's close enough.
Yeah. Every one of us, right?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Crazy.
He's just a cheap Irishman.
All right, now who has a small penis?
Some of us have seen it.
I got enough.
Enough? What?
Some of us have seen the curse.
I haven't seen you naked yet.
Oh, Vaughn?
No. Oh, my God. Ew.
Oh, God.
It's not burned into my brain yet.
Seeing you naked has ruined lives.
Like, yeah.
Seriously.
It's ruined the lives of people who haven't
it
seen it.
It ruined Matt's last year.
Yeah, that was uncalled for.
Hard times.
Wasn't. Shut up.
You're doing a hard time.
Yeah, I saw him once. One day I came over to Matt's house, and he just looked very gloomy, mm-hmm. very Pardon. Down. I said, "What's wrong?" He just said, "Vaughn's penis."
That's right.
And that was it. That. Okay, I completely understood right away.
Vaughn's penis. If only Romania would just come in and cut it off.
Like,
do him a service.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
All his years of medical training, he's trusted. People respect him.
He's Romanian.
And he just chops up a man's dick. Why?
Did he lose his job? Did it say anything like that? Is it?
It just says he was under a lot of stress and he lost his temper. That's
I'd
all
say.
It said.
I think
there might be a review in
and
that.
And he claims he, quote, overreacted.
Was he jealous of it or something?
I don't know.
His wheat fields weren't doing that well.
God. Could you just picture it like cutting a carrot? Like,
Milos, what happened? I get my ball fixed. And he cut off my wang.
Oh, no.
But, like, what were the
now
nurses
Now my arm
doing?
Is tight.
That's what I was going to
say. Nobody stopped him?
No one was paying attention. Were they all on drugs? Did they, like, oh.
Was he that fast? Was it like a samurai?
It probably was.
Well,
he is a surgeon. So.
One of the other nurses was giving birth to a goat, and she got distracted and.
She got a little goat's milk in her
push
eye.
Came to shove.
No.
What's wrong with this guy's balls? God. He's getting surgery.
It's a standard procedure, they said.
Vasectomy or whatever? What is that?
No. Maybe.
I don't think you could get knocked out and have your dick cut off for that.
No,
they do vasectomies like in
it's
the
local.
Office. Yeah.
That's localized?
Hey, what are you doing down there? Oh, my God.
And that's not on the side.
Okay, I don't know.
They, like, literally, you go in the doctor's office and they give you the information. They say, so you want to do it? And, like, they just.
Yes, okay, yeah.
No drugs, no nothing. They mm-hmm. just, they cut your balls open and snip you.
Cool.
Right there in the office.
Wow. You're done.
It seemed a lot more, a lot more invasive than that.
Well, in a sense, in the, like, our, you know, our view of, you know, pain, I guess, but it's probably not very difficult to do. It's pretty straightforward.
My father passed out.
He's done.
I would never, ever do that.
No?
No?
I would never get a vasectomy. No. Why? Why should I?
Why should I?
By the time you're 50 or so, you're shooting blanks anyway.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
So you think.
Some.
Well,
some.
You hope.
You know.
Yeah,
that's why your dumbass wife takes the pill.
We can't all have Debbie for
or
life,
gets her,
you know what I mean?
Tube tied.
Hey, there you go.
Ooh, tubes tied.
Ooh,
temple tied.
What's wrong with? Their tits stay big.
What?
Wow!
Oh my god!
Double
Whoops.
D.
Wow!
We'll just cruise right along from that one right there.
Yeah,
to get bigger.
Okay, Captain Obvious.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But I figure I had to explain it more.
Yeah, thanks.
And they get bitchy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're petering off.
Well, we've exhausted that. So
it's been 19 minutes.
Yeah, do we want to take a break and come back and do something?
Yeah.
Or do you want to get right into the guy who shot his son with a BB gun?
Ooh, I kind of like that.
I do like BB guns.
I'm feeling that right
getting
now.
Getting shot by him.
Yeah. Let's go for
Kill,
it.
Kill, shoot, try out.
See if we can.
Is there audio?
Oh, there's audio.
Is there video?
Oh, there is.
Whoa.
Maybe.
An eye for an eye style of parenting lands a Lake County father in jail.
Teoria Henderson says he shot his 4-year-old with a BB gun as punishment. He says the boy first shot his sister with the gun West 2 reporter Kendra Astrike spoke exclusively with the dad and joined us now live from the jail. Kendra.
Well, Wendy Henderson says sitting here in jail definitely gives him some time to think about his parenting practices. He admits he turned a BB gun
She has to have the gun on her when she's doing the report. She just lifted up a rifle in the middle of the street.
I'm sure that's a mistake. Shot.
Wow, that would be
Lake
really
County.
Funny. If somebody just like took that the wrong
way.
Oh
my God,
her.
She's got a gun!
Kendra Ostrich.
Wow.
His son and shot him, not to hurt him, but punish him. Just charged today, it's definitely a punishment police don't agree with.
It'll leave a nasty infection.
Whoa.
23-year-old Teori Henderson is now facing felony child abuse charges. It all started here at Sun Village Apartments in Groveland, where Henderson stays with his girlfriend and their two kids.
He's an idiot.
Henderson says his 4-year-old son got a BB gun out of a bedroom closet and shot his 2-year-old sister while playing around.
Pump.
So he told the boy what it felt like. Henderson shot him.
I made him take off his shirt and I shot him. When I shot him, I think 2 or 3 pellets came out. It was just a punch, a method I used to punch him. I didn't want to whip him.
At school, the preschooler talked about getting shot by his dad. His teacher called police.
And there was marks, you know, on his neck and a couple on his body that did appear that he was shot.
Pelted with a BB gun, police fear the boy's injuries could have been worse. The Department of Children and Families is investigating.
That's my biggest fear, that my kids might be taken away from me.
Oh, we take it very seriously.
It usually happens when you shoot your kids.
Kids today, that violence takes care of violence.
Henderson wanted to teach the 4-year-old a lesson. The question is, did he learn anything
They're talking
about
over each other.
Parenting?
I regret that I did it. I don't regret for punishing, but I regret in the way that I punished him.
Your kids,
I regret getting caught.
I mean,
pretty much, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't do it better.
I regret not shooting them more.
Henderson remains in jail tonight on $5,000 cash bail. Now, if convicted of these felony child abuse charges, he could spend 30
Y'all
years
take
in prison.
WIC checks.
In Tavares in Lake County.
500 green stamps? Okay.
Whatever happened to just smacking your kid on the ass?
Well, you can't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. Whatever happened to just shooting your kid?
Hit the kid with the butt of the rifle.
You're right.
They'll remember that one.
Yeah. Not bad.
I just threw boiling oil on him.
Did
he
say what the kid did? Like, why? What
the kid shot his sister.
Oh, the kid shot his sister, so he's like, eye for an eye. Okay.
That's he's also four.
That's why they said the eye for an eye in the opening.
He's four. I don't think he meant it.
I kind of feel this kid's pain a little bit.
Because shot with a BB gun?
Yeah, by you.
Yes.
Yes, you did. Craig shows up to the place we work at, which was obviously just full of negligent managers, because he showed up with his new BB gun, his air rifle, or whatever you want to call it, and his neat little pellets that had points on them.
They're hunter tips.
Hollow point.
And him and Pat were in the parking lot shooting stuff, and I decided to go back inside and do some work. As I'm walking up the steps, I get one, like, right below my ass cheek, like right where the ass cheek and leg meet.
Oh, man.
Went right through my pants, made me bleed the whole nine yards.
It did?
Oh, yeah. I bled.
Permanent alignment and trigger squeeze.
Yes.
Permanently and enhancing his ability to fart.
That could have hit me in the back of the head for all you know.
Nah, I hit you in the ass right where I wanted. Hey, I'm going to hit him in the ass. Okay.
Good shot.
It hurt so bad. And I don't think I've seen Craig laugh that hard in... Since then.
I just remembered it when you said it.
Yeah, Carly just reminded me with a note. Didn't Craig shoot you once?
Did you cry?
Hey, I'm not the one with the little bow hunting accidents.
What?
What happened?
When you accidentally killed things.
What did I kill?
Oh, yeah.
No, somebody else did.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, the little crossbows.
Oh, the cat?
Yeah.
Oh, I hit him in the leg. Yeah. I didn't kill him. He's still alive.
I thought Pat killed one.
No. If he did, if he said he did, he was lying.
I just caused him to suffer horribly. I didn't kill him, though.
No, I just limped back behind the dumpster.
No, he just limped for a week, and he was fine. Yeah. Yeah. He had a little blue arrow sticking out of him for a while.
Limped for a week, then he died.
Yeah.
He was all right.
At least I didn't put a dead deer on the back of my truck and bring it to work.
It was funny.
Yeah,
it was.
And, oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Disturbing at the same
Craig
time.
Craig would just show up with stuff in the back of his truck, like a big screen TV.
That was great.
Or a dead deer.
A bum.
A dead bum.
I just gave him some whiskey, and he said he'd come along.
Smashing that TV was very fun.
I was surprised that he was able to throw that in the back of my truck.
Was that a nice TV?
It was like one of those like projection TVs, the big ones.
Yeah. Yeah. It took up like the whole side, like
the bed of the truck. Like, wow. It was just like a big fucking TV in there.
Years later, like 2 or 3 years later.
It was still
later,
there.
I went in the back and I found the circuit board with all the like RCA input.
Like the frame was still there.
Oh,
and
yeah. Well, where's it going to go, really?
Who was actually going to pick it up?
I know, seriously.
Plus, there were spiders back there and like...
Nobody wants to fuck with spiders.
Yeah. There's always like a spider's web when you walk back there and... It's creeped me out.
Yeah, as long as there's no snakes. Craig's afraid of snakes.
Snakes. I hear snakes.
All right, let's take a break.
And okay. Spiders. I need more beer. Thank God.
Do you?
Yeah.
I need more General Tso's chicken.
Do you?
I need shit.
Sesame chicken?
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these. The Aristocrats, we're back.
Radio.
Stand in the place where you live.
Wow.
Hardly.
Whoops.
Actually, does sound like that a lot.
A little bit.
Huh. Honey.
We're on the Aristocrats. MySpace.com/AristocratsRadio. Talk to me.
Maybe.
.com.
I'm lonely.
Ramon.
So we got this wonderful story about a long lost missing girl who showed up in Cambodia. And apparently she went missing when she was 8 years old. For 19 years she was missing, and they found her living in the jungle.
I wonder if she's hot now.
Shout it!
Oh. I wonder if she has a MySpace page.
She probably does.
She's probably not too fat.
She's probably actually in very good shape.
Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Plus
she's got the gook in her, so you know she's got to be good looking. Wow. She escaped the Khmer Rouge, so she's got something going for her.
Her name was... Raham Pnang. She's 27. She cannot speak any intelligible language.
But a lot of the people in that
is Cambodian
can't either.
She's like
Cambodian.
Is Cambodian even intelligible itself?
She sleeps during the day. She stays up at night.
Matt.
Like most women.
Oh, she's perfect.
So Matt. She's Matt.
Wow, yeah. Exactly. What time do you go to bed, Matt? 6 a.m.? Mm-hmm.
About 6, yeah.
Wow, you really do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
You go to bed at sunrise.
Pretty much, yeah.
He listens to this and he falls asleep.
I do.
I don't blame you.
Like most of the people
puts
out there.
Me out.
Wow.
I can never make it through one when I go to sleep. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're an hour and a half to 2 hours apiece.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, though. It's perfect to put me out.
Thank you. I'm glad to know that my
if
radio
If you're
show
listening
that
out there, please turn it off or stay awake or so you don't fall asleep.
What it's like to find a feral human. Like, what is it like to come in contact with somebody?
What was that movie of Howie Mandel?
Jungle Book.
No, Nell.
That Walk Like a Man.
Babu?
Remember Walk Like a Man?
Babar.
Baloo?
That was the elephant.
No, what the hell is the bear's name?
Baloo.
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 Baloo. It's funny, I was just looking
just
that up last night.
Bear necessity.
Yeah.
You don't remember Walk Like a Man?
Yeah.
Howie Mandel?
Negative.
No, never even heard of it.
That movie was
I remember.
I don't think I ever saw it, but
what about
I remember
the other one with Ted Danson?
What was that?
The one where they play movers?
Oh, no, that was Whoopi Goldberg, and that's mean.
That's the same person.
Oh. No. Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg are the same person?
Big Men on Campus?
Yes.
They made a baby.
Awful.
They made a baby?
Comedy Central would only play Big Man on Campus for some reason. Constantly. It was Big Man on Campus and Benny Hill. It's like all they had the rights to play. Big Man on Campus was this... Supposed to be like a modern day
Hunchback
of
Notre Dame.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That sucks.
Yeah, where he's like a hunchback and he goes to Notre Dame.
Man,
yes, college. I remember that.
Cool.
And it was awful, and they played it constantly. That's back when Penn Jillette used to do the voiceovers. And
oh,
he was
God.
Pretty feral, as somebody would put it.
Wow.
Yeah. That
good
movie.
Point. Feral means indigent. Indigent means
savage,
natural.
Carly reminded me of Encino Man.
Okay.
Oh, that,
pretty good movie, actually.
Child,
yeah,
that
I
was
like
a
that one.
Caveman.
Nugs. No
reason
that you ooze. So anyway, they found her. She got lost when she was 8 years old in 1988.
Wow, she's old as me.
Mommy.
Wow, did you get lost in 88 too?
When she was herding buffalo?
What?
In a remote northeastern jungle area. Why is an 8-year-old herding buffalo?
Royal
why are
order,
there
what
buffalo,
a buffalo
in the jungle?
It's Cambodia, dude.
Yeah, why is there buffalo in Cambodia?
Royal Order, what a buffalo.
Wow.
It's better than some of the other shit she could be doing.
She was discovered this month after a villager noticed that food disappeared from lunch pocket and left a site near his farm. It's like a
blame movie. My hot pocket! Fine!
They catch
you want hot pocket, hot pocket!
They catched her on January 13th. They brought her to her parents. They think it's her due to a scar she has on her back and facial features, but they haven't seen her in 19 years, so they're doing DNA tests on her.
Same ugly face as the parents. We'll bring it to her. Bring it to them.
What?
What do they do?
What do they do? I don't know.
They give her a Coach
it
bag
is almost
and a MySpace page.
Yeah.
And a Honda with tint.
They start herding her around with buffalo.
And a tattoo right above her ass.
Yeah, the tramp
she
stamp.
She has all but completely forgotten everything she learned up until she was 8 years old.
Yeah.
So how do you reintegrate her into society?
They threw her into society.
It's like that Jodie Foster movie, Nell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
Nell.
Thank you.
Just worse.
Chick Bay May.
It's not Jodie Foster. That's the good thing.
Who was the guy in that? Was that Qui-Gon Jinn?
What?
Was that English?
Which way? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Vaughnish?
Shut the fuck up. Let's start.
He was in a Simpsons episode today.
I thought that was him.
Who's that?
Because I'm yelling at Carl.
You're stupid.
Liam Neeson?
Okay, yeah.
Liam Neeson,
yes. Yeah. Qui-Gon Jinn?
Yeah. Okay.
Star Wars.
Michael Collins.
Anyone?
Star Wars, no. You lost me.
They had episode 1 and 3 on HBO today.
Really?
Nope, 2.
You're good.
Yeah,
I watched 1.
E and P aren't here, so.
For the first time.
I know. I kind of miss Eric and Pat because I could do Star Wars references and they would
Christ.
Laugh and laugh and laugh.
See, I just know he's talking about Star Wars. That's all. I'm like, oh, that's
just
Star
assume.
Wars reference.
Some strange word. It must be Star Wars.
I get them. It's just.
Yeah,
well,
gets
he's not laughing.
We just don't let Vaughn talk.
Yeah.
There's one where they're gooks on Star Wars.
Wow.
What?
They had one of those fighter pilots was a Wang.
Yeah. What? Yeah, the one that
in the, like, Star Wars original or Return of the Jedi.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was.
He was an alien. He looked like a big
No, that was
No, no, there was a regular Wang in there.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember
he
that.
Was no, one of the fighter pilots.
No.
But Derek, you know which one I'm talking about, right? The one
the one with the weird eyes and stupid tongue.
Yeah.
It was an alien.
That was makeup.
But it was like,
but no, there's somebody different.
He was riding
like
Lando.
Super deformed an Asian. Yeah.
Gook Skywalker.
That's good.
He looked like a melting Asian, basically.
Gook, I have your delivery.
General
Skywalker. Sales.
Gook.
Anyway.
I finished your laundry. Gook. No ticky, no shirty.
Gook.
And then.
And then.
There you go. Some generic Star Wars jokes for you, Derek.
I feel better already.
God.
I'll have to watch the movie.
This Captain and Ginger Ale has really got me going.
I got regular ginger ale.
It's very good. For all you suckers out there drinking Captain and Coke,
Captain Ginger Ale is the way to go.
Switch to ginger ale because
it's like
really
sweeter
good.
Almost.
It is. It's really. It just goes down so smooth.
It just goes together perfectly. I think better than Captain and Coke.
Yeah, that's what I got bombed at Steve's wedding, and thereby
ruining it. If you get bombed on anything with Coke, the next day.
Oh yeah,
wasn't Coke at Steve's wedding.
You're gonna feel like you have a 6-pack of Coke in your stomach.
Yeah, I puked more than ever in my life at that one.
Give me a Captain, I mean, a Fleischmann's and RC Cola. Thanks.
Ooh, RC Cola is the best. Nothing beats a cold can of RC Cola.
Except for Coca-Cola and anything else.
Wow.
No, RC Cola is the best, dude.
How about a Brown. Tab?
Baby.
It's actually very good.
Tab sucks.
Yeah, it's
Tab is gross.
Tab is diet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tab shit, though.
The diet.
My grandmother has a 6-pack of RC Cola from the 86 World Series. In her basement.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why?
Because it's Mets. Got the Mets on it.
Oh, you should steal one.
You could probably cure AIDS with it.
But she won't give it up.
AIDS probably originated from it.
From that's David Johnson. I don't know. Who's David Johnson?
The manager of the Mets in the
Howard 80s. Howard Johnson?
Howard Johnson.
There you go. That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
No, Davey Johnson was the manager.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going for Hojo, but there
Hojo's
you go.
Fine.
I know you were going for Hojo.
See,
thank
now
you.
I know nothing about baseball.
Fine.
So you guys can make baseball jokes.
Too. There's really no baseball jokes.
Oh.
Doesn't exist.
Baseball
I like
is
AIDS
a joke.
AIDS jokes are fine. You
those
can mix
are good.
AIDS with anything.
Yeah.
The RC Cola can.
Except blood.
With a monkey.
Except blood.
That's
except
where it came from.
Except bodily fluids.
Oh, yeah.
Seminal fluids all over the pop top.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
What are we doing?
what is Craig really? Doing?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm back.
Yeah.
Craig, Craig's back.
Yeah, we didn't reintroduce
that
Craig from his
Craig
hiatus, you know?
Yeah,
he's been gone a few
where
shows.
Where have you been, Craig?
School's closed.
He's been ushering in people into their cages.
Yeah, I've been...
Yeah, well,
I've been working.
He's been filling toilets.
Man.
Filling toilets.
Filling toilets.
Full bowl.
That's
quiet.
Full
that's
quiet. Bowl.
It's okay.
So
it can be edited out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we'll
it's
edit
live,
it out, right?
Jackass.
We'll edit out on live radio.
we could go back and do that again, right?
Oops.
So yeah, shit. I've been working a lot lately.
Steve has actually
anybody
done
else?
That in the past. We were watching a pay-per-view wrestling event in the early 90s.
Who, me? Did rewind it?
Yeah. And he's like, dude, rewind that. That was great. I was like, no.
I never said that.
It's, yeah, you did. It
you don't have proof.
It was Royal Rumble 1993.
You don't have proof. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't think that would be possible to rewind.
He remembers the exact day. In like
it
a
was
event.
Royal Rumble 1993. I'll never forget
wow.
it.
Wow.
Wow.
My father used to do that to me for watching HBO. He'd be like, wait a minute, rewind that. And I'd pick up the remote.
Oh.
Go, fuck.
Hey, aww. Go in the kitchen and get me a bucket full of steam.
Hers?
No. Okay.
Starving.
I don't really like steamers.
Yeah, we can't have those anyway. Steamers.
Who can't?
Why?
The month?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking about White Castle.
Oh, Vaughn's here.
Yeah,
Vaughn's pacing again.
Is White Castle still closed?
Yeah, yes, they're closed for like the next year.
They have a big fence around it now.
What?
And they have like, you know, you see like tractors and shit.
They got the white moat around the White Castle now.
Somebody told me that they're digging a moat.
What?
Are you for real?
Yeah.
No.
It's White Castle. They're going to put down a drawbridge and everything.
Shut up.
Are you fucking
stop! How cool would that be?
It's the White Castle. It's going to be the benchmark for the rest of the country.
With like
now.
A moat with an alligator in it.
How many worthless retards will fall in?
Please say.
Why are they renovating that though? It's not even like filthy.
I have no idea.
It's not filthy.
It's not clean, but it's not filthy.
It's just the people that work there.
President Reagan called up and said, "You've got to take down that wall."
He's dead.
The dead President Reagan.
What was that theory? Who had that theory?
I think it was fetus.
Soul? I thought it was soul.
Soul or. Belt buckle or fetus came up with it. That
what were they saying that White Castle was like the some
run
kind of
by
weird,
the CIA or yeah. something like that.
Like you look up and it's like a classic wall clock that you would see in like a CIA
the
movie.
Ready room
yeah,
at the missile silo.
And there was like you would just hear a phone ringing like an old school phone ringing in the background.
Yes,
and it was coming
situation
from
red. Take them down.
You just picture like a big red phone ringing off the hook, and everyone's like Reagan's calling.
What?
You would just be standing there, just hear, and no one would respond to it. Everyone would talk about their business.
I was at the one in Sayreville,
yeah,
like right after Christmas. We went to see Glenn Danzig at Starland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
mother,
nice.
Tell your children not to eat my hamburgers.
Wow.
So, needless to say, we went to White Castle afterwards, and we were in there for seriously about an hour.
Yeah,
45 minutes of it waiting online.
Yep.
And there was like 10 people there. Mm-hmm.
Cheeseburgers.
Ridiculous.
About an hour.
Welcome to White Castle.
It was worse than usual.
Welcome to
the White Castle.
So there's like a number on there, and it said for customer service call, blah, blah, blah. It was like a 1-800 number. So I call it.
Oh,
like,
I was really?
Like,
online.
I was like, why is it going to take so long? So I call it. The phone in the back starts ringing. I was like, wait a minute. This is a 1-800 number. Why would it go right here? It can't be. I immediately hang up. Stops ringing.
Really?
So I call back again. It starts ringing. Like,
nice.
This can't be.
Is it ringing every single one
Castle.
Of them in the country?
Why does it take so long to get something to eat around here? We are trying to move as long as fast as possible.
Wait, it was Indian? Actually...
It was somebody working there.
Really?
I guess I
outsourced inside.
It took me longer to get food because this retard picked up. It had to be. And they had a little Christmas tree decorated with White Castle boxes.
Nice.
Oh, I saw one of those. I wanted it.
So there's no like corporate head or anything. It's just White Castle. It's just like anarchy.
Just Rajiv answering the phone.
I know. I should have called 1-800 the Crave instead of 1-800 Sayreville White Castle.
It's very funny.
Oh, I remember we went there after watching me, you, and Pat.
Someone else. Pat.
Went to see The Majestic on like Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
The worst movie ever.
Yes.
Then we went to White Castle and it was closed.
Yes. And
it was heartbreaking.
Wow.
We're like, let's go to White Castle. Christmas Day. Awesome.
It's a little dark in there.
Can't be any better.
fantasy.
Well, that happened the other night.
Here's the thing, though. It was like a mirage because we saw people in there, remember?
Yeah.
I was just like, dude, I saw someone in there. And you were like, me too. It's like we were so used to seeing it from a distance that we actually saw the lights on and people moving around.
The White Castle ghost.
And then as we got closer, it just got darker and darker until we like went there and it was like, yeah, idiot, we're closed.
Yeah, it's not a Christmas miracle. Yeah. No worst square Christmas hamburgers ever. For you, Tubby. It was all the ghosts of the fat people that died there. Walking around, eating oil from the fryolator.
Sucking it up. Ooh. Giant straw.
And spoon, sorry. It froze up.
Their milkshakes or their milk bricks.
Yeah. Cup of ice cream.
I've never had one of them before.
Dude.
Those are so good.
You can't drink them.
It's a garden hose to drink them.
Yeah, you do. Like, if you stick your straw in it, your straw will bend in half. It's like, I don't know how they do it.
Like concrete.
It spits it back out.
Yeah.
It takes a sip out of you.
Yeah, no, seriously. I defy you to get a shake from there and drink it.
And drink it entirely with a straw.
Yeah.
Impossible, huh?
You collapse the straw.
You die.
It collapses to the straw when you
collapse
try to
your
suck
lungs from sucking.
You get all lightheaded and you're done.
Seriously.
Pass out, fall over.
You definitely earned that white surprise.
Oh, what?
Wow. What does that mean?
Isolate
it's
that.
It's a cold, delicious treat.
Oh. Isolate that, too.
I'll try and get it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll go back and do that again, right?
Yeah.
Let's rewind it all.
We'll rewind it, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
We probably could. What other news we got, Derek?
Aside from the Cambodia woman that we neglected?
We didn't know.
No,
I
think her parents neglected. How come they couldn't find this kid? She was herd in water buffalo.
Cambodia.
Yeah, one of the
they got villages somewhere.
They probably have 30 kids.
Fucking they're like, oh,
we lost one? Oh, okay.
On Lopper, Mai Gong Li. Oh, it's Mai Gong Li. No, screw her.
No, they look the same.
Is this ugly bitch yours?
Yeah, no.
Wow. We'll go to the next hut.
Yeah, is this flat nose ugly bitch yours?
Oh, man.
Oh,
no?
Shit.
Damn it.
Did your kid get hit with a shovel, too?
Is that yours, the one with the big forehead? Somehow they went to Texas.
Way to be compassionate, Craig.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really.
Is this
She's
one
found?
She's found.
She's a
they
found.
Got her.
She's a foundling now.
Is this non-speaking bitch here with the scar in the back of yours?
Wow.
Wow.
Is it okay.
Is this jungle slut yours?
I caught her fucking a puma.
Jungle pancakes.
A tigger.
Oh,
tigger?
No.
Oh, no. She found a tigger. That's what tiggers do best. That's a callback to, what, 2 weeks ago?
Tigger yeah. Jeremy.
Yeah. Well,
oh, you missed that one, Craig. There was a tigger in Disney World that, like,
moved. Oh, yeah. I saw that on the news.
Yeah.
He was a little grabby.
A little bit.
A little grabastic.
Grab.
Is there a video on that?
Yeah,
no, I'd like it to see.
Yeah, there's video. YouTube.
Oh, really?
There's, yeah. What?
There's video of it.
Of Tigger grabbing the girl?
Oh, no, grab. Well, no,
I thought it was a boy.
Smacking the kid in the face.
Oh, that's right.
That
that's
one,
right.
Yeah. There was two. There was two instances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they go through such training and being real professionals that
yeah, right.
I'm surprised anything like that could ever happen.
Oh, sure.
It must have been the vomit inside the costume.
I can't imagine.
Covered over the eye holes.
How do you come so low in life to be.
A character?
Tigger.
Well, they're probably
Eeyore,
naked inside of
Mickey
them, right?
Mouse.
I
or, like,
know.
Even worse, like, at Six Flags, being, like, Bugs Bunny or something like that.
Or, like,
you're not
Batman.
Even Disney.
Being the, what's it called? The Fright Fest, like, zombies.
Yeah, zombies. Oh, I love that.
Just, like, some slob that showed up one day, like, I need a job.
Hey,
let's put a little corpse paint on him and send him out
he's
there.
He's good to go.
Sure, yeah.
His
clothes
like,
a little bit
like
more.
It's like 14-year-olds.
Yeah, I know. It's not
year.
Even scary.
I went there this year, and it's like, you know, all these fat, roly-poly bastards roaming around. And you're like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Hey,
you
give me a donut.
Yeah, you got all these dopey fucks, like, walking by and going, And then they jump, and they scream, and you're just, and you're getting yelled at being called an asshole because you're laughing at them as they're running away from them. Like, the fuck?
I know. I went to Fright Fest one year. It was like a two-hour wait to go on the hayride.
That's because of
the
huge
hayride?
Fire.
Dude. The only ride we can get on this year was like the teacups. We went on the
yeah.
four times.
I hear too many stories
open.
About the teacups.
Everybody else was like a 5-hour wait.
The Tilt-A-Whirl or the teacups?
Teacups.
The teacups.
Oh, God.
About yeah. them being what?
Couldn't make it onto the
that being
fucking
the only
succineer.
Ride someone could get on.
I couldn't even What's get that? On the
It depends what time you go.
Ride.
It depends what time of the so year, long. You know, like what day of the week you go, you know.
Anytime
no,
you
no.
Well, Fright Fest is weekend.
Well, yeah, Fright Fest, forget it.
Was, no, any time of the year, summer through
no.
the fall.
No, I've been there before.
Cunts just running yeah. around like assholes.
Oh, wow.
Fuck that.
Craig
bitch.
Dropped the C-bomb and made someone cry.
Vaughn,
did he?
One maybe?
Oh, did I say Craig? Yeah.
Yes.
Douchebag.
Yeah, you all look the same.
Fucking
wow. You man, all look the look. Same.
I don't look like...
Did I smash you in your Fontanelle, you bald fuck?
Wow.
I look like John wow. Belushi.
Wow.
Wow. This kid a Quaalude
can't
or something.
Even get through the first live show without there being so much dissension.
Nice.
There is no dissension.
You're out, Vaughn.
I've been out.
Yeah. Go outside. Is it snowing out? Check it out.
Open the window. Put that mic outside. We'll knock when we want you to speak.
We'll plug it in here.
Yeah, you're on.
So okay. Basically, this girl's probably
talking,
pretty hot.
It's great.
Wait, what? What? What?
So basically, this girl's probably pretty hot.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Unkempt.
Probably you run her through a car wash and shave her up. Have her look pretty good.
I wonder if she was circumcised.
Yeah, they had the.
Or do they just do that in India?
They had the tennis ball can top and no. They cut her up.
Where they sew them up?
Oh, yeah.
When she runs, it sounds like something's running behind her. It's just her vag just hitting
what?
The ground.
What?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Wow.
You what?
That puma was huge.
She's got rug.
Puma.
She's got rug burn titties. They would drag it on the ground.
Her vag is just so raw because it's been running against the ground for years.
Ooh. Why would it be running against the ground? Do you think people's vages grow unless they shave them?
They're not like ears.
If you're getting fucked by pumas, who the fuck knows what's going on with
if you're
shit?
Getting fucked
who
by
said
pumas?
Anything about that?
Well, Greg. Somebody did earlier, but we didn't really think it was serious.
Oh, fuck all of you.
At least he's observant.
Yeah.
I guess
thank
so.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Next one.
So they're going to do an autopsy on the big bopper.
What's left of him?
What? The big bopper? Why?
His big coffin.
Isn't he?
Big carcass that's left.
Isn't he dust and fucking
bones
by now?
By like, now.
Pretty much, but apparently his son, Big Bopper Jr.
The little bopper?
Little bopper.
The little bopper.
Literally, the Big Bopper Jr.
The Bopper Jr.
He thinks that his father survived the crash and was shot as he left the wreckage.
What?
By Waylon Jennings?
It's the X-File. It's the X-File.
Very possible that it didn't happen.
Wait, hold on. All I remember is that it was a head-on collision with two planes, right?
I don't remember.
No, I think the plane just crashed.
I haven't seen La Bamba in years.
I think the plane just crashed.
I think it was two planes hitting.
And thereby, rock and roll died
it was
with it.
Two planes.
So they got the bopper. Do they have the double bopper? The bopper
the
Jr.
Triple bopper.
The triple bopper.
With cheese.
He thinks he was shot while leaving the wreckage.
Yeah, an autopsy was performed on the pilot's body, but no one else.
Yeah, because they died in the plane crash.
Probably because there was nothing left.
Their charred remains didn't need to be autopsied.
Seriously, like, how can you even survive a plane crash to get out and run away and get shot?
Nah,
and
you, by
you don't.
Usually.
And why bring this up 50 years later?
Yeah, right? How old is this guy?
Little Bopper, 78. Yeah, right? Accuses.
Let me get an autopsy on this fingernail here. This knuckle here.
No, it's not even there.
You know, it's like...
Well, they found the bullet in his empty corpse. What's left of it?
But the only reason that I think they did an autopsy on the pilot was because Big Bopper's throwing everybody out the goddamn out the plane door as it's going down.
He's dead.
Yeah, that was bad.
I could just really
Mario
care less either way.
I think because...
I think his son just needs attention.
Yeah, that's such a douchebag act. I
mean, money.
Seriously,
money,
yeah.
Money.
Bill Haley Jr. and the... Lately's?
What?
Comments?
Bill Haley and the Comets?
Yeah.
Comets?
Yeah.
Not
the
even
big
related.
Bopper.
Yeah.
Buddy Holly and the Crashers.
No
yeah.
One
confusing Bill Haley and the Big Bopper.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Whoops.
All right, so nobody cares about Big Bopper.
Hail not Bob. Really.
Nah.
Ow.
Big white guys look the same.
I wear big glasses and talk gay.
Ooh, Big Bopper was killed by his telephone. Yeah. Oh. Well, maybe.
They got hit by a flying
this one
DeLorean.
Looks good.
Hello, baby.
MySpace getting sued?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's about time.
Were kids getting touched?
Apparently.
Come on.
Yes.
Four families have sued News Corporation and its MySpace social networking site after their underage daughters were sexually abused by adults they met on the site.
Good.
What about the ones they were abused when they met at church?
The priest.
What about the ones they were abused when they met in kindergarten?
Yeah, sue the church.
What about the one they were abused when they met at the mall?
A lawyer says, in our view, MySpace waited entirely too long to attempt to institute meaningful security measures that effectively increase the safety of their underage users.
Here's a security measure.
Take care of your own kids.
Don't let your kids on MySpace.
Don't let your 14-year-old girl post pictures of herself with, like, cleavage hanging out.
I do not agree with that
statement.
Well,
no, is that why you do it?
Well, allow it, but, like, don't be, like, surprised when some dude says, you know, some 30-year-old guy says, hey, you want to meet? I'm only, you know, 19. Let's go out.
I'm only 26.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't live with my parents in the basement.
Not anymore.
I just
moved out. We didn't have a basement.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The letter, too.
So they're seeking monetary damages, of course.
Because you can always put a price on your daughter's innocence.
In Everybody's quote, got a price.
The millions of dollars.
The millions of dollars, man.
Everybody's got a price on their daughter's like used up vag.
What?
What?
Goosey. Here we are.
Lucy Goosey.
Vaughn's going to be called the penis gallery.
I mean, come on, seriously. These fucking parents. This is bullshit.
How am I going to get dates?
What if they start filing suits against me?
Seriously. Like, if you know your kids are on it, get them the fuck off. Ah, is that better for
there
you?
We
yes. Thank you.
Hey.
You know, who just showed up here? Get them the fuck off of it, for Christ's sakes. Don't be suing some other company because you're too negligent to take care of your kids. Because
maybe they didn't know, Vaughn.
Fucking latchkey kids, you cocksuckers.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
I'm a latchkey kid. Wah.
Wah. Now take this in my ass. Wah. Fucking douchebags. I hate this shit. Ugh.
What?
I don't know. Fucking.
Why are you so angry?
We touched the nerve here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom from MySpace.
Wow.
Hey, Vaughn, were you touched through like MySpace? Like some guy?
Did this ruin one of your dates? It ruined one of your dates, didn't
it? My mom
it?
Says I can't call MySpace anymore.
Damn it.
I'll just come over your house then.
It's not the whole MySpace thing. It's just the fact that. You know, that parents are automatically throwing the blame on MySpace.
Oh, I know. No, it's totally gay.
They're fucking
the
false.
Hell's different than MySpace? You know? Or like
it's like
regular...
you're dropping your kids off at this guy's house. You know what's going to happen. Yeah. Look at him. You're going to meet him? Oh, yes. And then he goes inside. She walks in. 10 minutes later, she walks out. She's crying.
Limping.
Bleeding.
She's limping.
Crying.
Yeah,
there's
she's
a little
limping.
Blood coming
Thank
down
you.
The dress. She's got a bear in her hand she never had before.
We're going to get those MySpace assholes.
Somehow she got a comfort animal.
I got a boner. I don't know.
Hold on to this and chew down.
That's a hot scenario right there.
I mean,
I like
this
that.
Is bullshit.
It's just money you want.
Like, honey, I'll be right
That's
out.
They just probably did it on purpose. They're probably like, hey, I heard about this thing called MySpace. I think if we get our kids to sign up to it and get them molested by people, we'll be able to make money off of it.
If we get one of them knocked up, we can get millions.
Perfect.
Sweetheart, wear this tight shirt and show me your ass.
Bring him a Maury Povich.
You're walking all wrong, you dumbass.
Which one of these profiles impregnated your daughter?
You future whore.
Current.
Was it Jersey Guy?
You are not the father.
Jersey Guy.
Lucky Boy 69. You are not the father.
Like a 45-year-old guy.
Yeah, what I tell you. Yeah. Told y'all.
Very happy about this.
There wouldn't be a problem if these young whores weren't lying about what they were doing.
This is true.
Because their mom had to drop them off at the mall so they could meet up with their friends.
They know exactly
meaning
what they're
he
doing.
He can take
they
her do. Home and screw her. Then
Jim Belushi, hair 58, you are the father.
No! But I'm gay!
Michael,
I should have sticked to fucking boys. Well, I did, but I shouldn't have stopped.
What?
I should have screwed him more.
Should have screwed him harder. Wow.
Anyway.
How does this affect MySpace, man? You're the MySpace king.
Nothing. It's a billion-dollar corporation.
The MySpace stalker.
They can Rupert. Make a several million-dollar hit.
And Rupert Murdoch is going to come out of the fucking Australia and kick these retards' asses.
He's going to come out of his Scrooge McDuck vault of money.
Scrooge.
He's going to start
McFuck.
Throwing bags full of gold coins at him until they pass out.
Doubloons.
Barrels full of fire.
Barrels of fire? What is this, Donkey Kong?
He's going to take off his top hat and his cane and start whacking him.
Splooge McFuck 81.
Wow.
You what? Are not the father. We're sending these girls to boot camp.
And boot wow. as in their ass.
Wow. Oh, the plaintiffs include a 15-year-old girl from Texas who was lured to a meeting, drugged, and assaulted in 2006.
I doubt it.
By an adult MySpace user who was currently serving a 10-year sentence in jail after pleading guilty to sexual assault.
Oh.
So, most likely.
I doubt it.
Mom, he's can innocent. Go to the mall real quick?
The others are 15-year-old girl from Pennsylvania, 14-year-old girl from upstate New York, and two South Carolina sisters, ages 14 and 15, hot.
Go.
Show me their profiles, please. Just show me their profiles.
Yeah, do
they
have
I'll tell you
the
if they deserve it.
No, no links.
No.
Oh. All right,
Mom,
I'll just
go to the liquor store real quick.
I'll
I need a bottle of booze for yeah. the mall. My new friend said he
pretty
needs
soon
a
that guy
man.
From the pedophile thing on MSNBC, he'll oh show God. Up on your MySpace page. Like when you try to like talk to like a 15-year-old girl.
I'm
what are you
Chris
doing?
Hanson. You're coming here for sir.
What are you
I'm
doing?
Chris Hansen. Yeah. Can I be your friend?
That's the best fucking show ever.
It is very funny.
Are they still doing that?
Yeah, and
they are.
It, and there's people, and it's so well known that the people now that are coming in, when they see him come in,
they're like, oh,
I'm going to be on TV. Oh. Oh, shit.
You're going to let me go? Oh, thank God. I'll never do this again.
No, was
I've seen it on TV.
The last one they
oh,
did.
Oh, I love yeah. that show.
Last one they did, they actually had a guy who was like, he knew the whole thing. Once oh, he yeah. walked out, he was like, oh, fuck.
They have that
like, can
like
I just
every
give up
show.
Now? Just please. Can I just, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to walk out those doors and I'm going to get beat up. Can I just
I know. They
now?
Got the cop dressed up as a bush.
Yeah.
Like,
remember that?
He's just like,
they have the fat woman with a taser running at you.
That was in Florida where they have, the, like, I guess their gun laws are really kind of lax
crazy.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're always down south.
What?
They're always like in Georgia.
Yeah,
yeah.
Florida.
Yeah,
you
love the how here.
Not a whole lot going on down there, so.
Yeah, well, what else are you going to do but molest
people
boys?
People with AK-47s.
There's some girls. Come on.
Yeah.
There's some girls.
Well, they're all going to girls' houses, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not, they're not molesting
I
kids,
think.
Boys. Yeah,
sometimes
it's
most
boys.
Of the time
sometimes.
They have it yeah. set up as girls.
Yeah, most
sometimes
of the time,
it's a boy.
But then they have the same girl talking that high boy voice.
The first time
I
they
know.
Did it, the first time it's they did
creepy.
It was supposed to be like a little boy.
Yeah.
And they actually had a girl doing it because she sounded like a boy.
Yeah.
Kind of like the girl who does the voice for
Bart
Spring.
Simpson.
Yeah, Bart
exactly,
Simpson,
yeah.
That kind of fucked up.
And she's just a nasty dyke.
Wow.
Jeez. Oh, my
that's
goodness.
Nasty.
That's a lot of slander.
Wow.
You know, nasty I just call dyke. As I see. As I see it.
Thank God we haven't bashed anybody we know yet.
I drank too much. Oh, I didn't mean it.
You know me. I start talking shit when the booze gets in me.
Yeah.
All right. So they got a permanent suntan, don't they?
Yeah, but like the Chris Hansen thing, it'd be like the Dennis Nedry, like, ah. Try to look at a 14-year-old's page. Ah.
Perfect. Yeah, well, they do have security measures.
What is this, Jurassic Park?
What, MySpace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have
if they would, if they would put their real age in. Yeah,
if they didn't say they were 18,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you wouldn't have this problem.
I yelled at my little sister for doing that.
Yeah.
How old
is she?
My
little sister is 12.
Wow.
And how old was she, 27?
She had 21.
What?
Nice.
And wait a minute.
I looked
wow.
over her
and your mom
page.
Didn't find this out?
My mother, I alerted my mom.
You're
the
web monitor for your house?
I
went
through.
Is the firewall.
I looked through all of her friends and verified that every single person on her friends list, it was only like maybe 40, so it wasn't like
wow.
she's... Oh, they're all kids from school.
Yeah.
Every single one of them was a kid from school with no exceptions.
Like
all kids from
yeah.
school and so. Their dads.
Well, that too. Yeah.
Yeah, did your mother give her like the normal like, you know, when she yelled at her, like yelling at her about Princess Di wouldn't do that and all that shit.
Well,
Princess
I'm
Di.
I'm sure Princess Diana.
Princess Dead would never do that.
Wouldn't do that.
She would never
so,
the
her
internet
and
was
and put it on a child pornography ring.
Because the yeah. internet barely existed back then.
Mm. It was like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
It was really chock full of kiddie porn.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
Stuff
now the good yeah. old days.
If
I know.
She had GPS, she wouldn't have died.
What?
Wow.
Are we
she
still
had a
talking
she
about
had a
Princess
garment.
Diana?
I'm sure the driver didn't think that there was a turn in the tunnel.
She had Tom Tom. She could have found
Tom-tom
a way around
fine.
It. Can we take a bridge instead of a tunnel?
Die.
I'm sure she died on impact, so it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
She's done.
I'm sure her bones turned
way
into dust, so I'm not really worried about it.
You're very morbid today. Sweetie.
Maybe she was shot
bit.
As she was trying to escape the wreckage by one of the paparazzi.
I want to have an autopsy and prove that she was shot when she escaped.
Yeah, I just want to see what she looks like now.
Yeah. No, she doesn't look like anything.
How long has it been?
She looks like she's dead.
Ten.
Ten?
Yeah, 10 years.
It was 1997.
Yeah, 9 years and 3 months. They're going to have a big jamboree.
It was like in September or something when she died.
Yeah.
She's gone.
But she'll probably be. She'll probably look better than the Big Bopper if you resurrect the Big Bopper.
Who else died 10 years ago?
Mother Teresa. Jim Morrison.
It wasn't 10 years ago. Wasn't it?
Jim Morrison died 10 years ago.
Tupac.
Tupac.
97 or 99 for Mother Teresa.
I think it was later.
It was 99.
I think it was like early 90s.
Chris Farley.
96. 97.
97.
97.
That was 97?
97.
Wow.
Gone.
No way.
Kurt Cobain was what, 94?
Four.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was like a month before
Did you carve his name into your arm, Derek?
I did.
I know somebody
really?
Who did.
I do too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like, a girl in middle school.
Oh.
Yeah, she came in. She was crying.
Do I know her?
She's like,
no.
No, she moved to, I think, Massachusetts.
And she's dead.
Yeah, hopefully, she followed the same thing.
She moved to kill herself.
Yeah. She decided to eat a shotgun.
I second the motion.
Well, me and Matt came up with a theory that Dave Grohl killed Kurt Cobain so that he could get Foo Fighters started.
And
nice.
The conspiracy with the name Dave, Dave Mustaine is also responsible. Cliff Burton's death.
Oh yeah, he called.
But he was the bass player, so it doesn't matter.
He poured the water on the ground.
He tried to kill Kirk. That's it. He tried to kill Kirk.
Yeah.
His Acme bus rollover kit.
Awesome.
It's a big ramp with a wedge.
He made it look like black ice.
He put on his rocket skates. It was black out in front of the bus, and the guy swerved to the last second, hit the Acme bus rollover kit, and that's
it. Narrowly landed missed on him. The black guys.
And history was made.
There it is.
Where's the black guys? No, black guys.
Hey, man.
Yeah. They just pushed the bus out
50
of the way.
50 Cent was posturing in front of the bus. Like, I had to move. I was afraid.
Posturing.
Why does 50 Cent have vitamin water named after
why does
him?
Yes!
Is that awesome?
Wait, why does he have money?
Why does he have life?
He has a vitamin water named after him. He's a great one.
He's getting richer, dying trying.
Uh-huh. Why can't he just die from his gunshot wounds already?
Yeah,
the good thing is it's a grape flavor.
That's shocking.
Right? It's grape.
How come it wasn't watermelon?
Wow, if only Erictron 2007 were here.
He couldn't make it tonight. Could he?
I was thinking about
it,
but...
Tutty?
Yeah. We might want to wait to bring the robot in.
Okay,
bring the robot in.
We got to wheel him in.
It's a very racist robot that we have that maybe we'll bring out next week.
It's like
we'll give.
It was too close to Martin Luther King Day.
Who?
I don't
Who?
Know. I'm going.
James Earl Ray.
It's like they transplanted Hitler's brain.
Dead
to
communist
the robot.
Something or other.
Reverend
something
or
other. Dead communist. Something
Reverend Doctor Martin Luther King.
Yes,
to be exact.
Reverend
okay,
Doctor.
Bitches.
The Beast and the Liar.
Wow.
Wait,
it was
what?
A essay by somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Or The Beast as a Saint, I think it was.
The Womanizer? Whoops.
Oh, he was a gambler
Big
too
time.
Or something?
He liked the white
Magic
meat?
Johnson. It's Mike. It's,
what? What?
Would you say
wait a minute.
You no talking in the mic, motherfucker? Would you
I said it in the mic, you fuckface.
Magic Johnson.
You said, what is it? You said womanizer.
Yeah.
I said, it ain't Magic Johnson. We're talking about Martin Luther King.
Oh, we'll be talking about any black man.
I think he's a manhandler, honestly.
Manhandler?
Yeah.
How else is he getting fucking AIDS?
Yeah, no, he got AIDS like what he invented.
Nasty
AIDS.
Hookers.
He fucked the first orangutan who had AIDS.
Maybe he got it from Taco Bell.
Maybe he had sex with that RC Cola.
Has anybody been to Taco Bell?
No.
Yes.
I'm still scared.
Not since.
Really?
I won't. I was driving by the other day. I was like, man.
I had it.
That tempted. Big stuffed burrito looks pretty good.
I went.
Stuffed E. coli burrito.
I don't know, man.
I went. I'm fine.
I went a couple weeks ago.
Are you sure?
It wasn't that bad.
So you think.
It was a while ago.
Plus, I won't go to Taco Bell by myself.
No, you neither will I.
You got to go with somebody.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to Taco Bell by myself.
Buddy food?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It really is.
Drunk buddy food.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a derelict.
Go bowling and then hit Taco Bell on the way back.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle and go to Taco Bell. You know, I work with that guy's mother. Did I tell you that?
No.
No.
The Indian guy from Harold and Kumar?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Which one is he?
The Indian.
Is he the skinny guy? Or the
yeah,
Asian
he is from
guy.
Jersey, right?
He's Kumar.
From, like,
I work with his mother.
Yeah, he's from.
He's going to be in that epic movie that's coming out this week.
He's in 24 or something like that.
Van Wilder movie.
No, he's in the epic movie too.
He's in everything.
Oh, he's that
which
guy.
Gonna look, which
that
looks
guy.
Like total shit. Has anybody seen the ads for that?
Yeah.
I'm Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's like, who the fuck?
I was only funny on Kids in the Hall for some reason.
No.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
He was
kind
of funny in that 70s show as the weird preacher guy.
Okay, well, yeah, that's because it was a small part. Have you ever seen The Godson?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not with Macaulay Culkin.
The Dom DeLuise movie?
No.
Yeah. Awful.
Never.
No.
Awful.
Ronnie Dangerfield's in it. How could it be bad?
Because me and Eric rented it and returned it 20 minutes later.
Ladybugs? Oh, that's right. Wow. Didn't they,
remember Ladybugs?
I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy. Everybody likes me. One of the best movies ever, Ladybugs.
Oh, Ladybugs?
Yeah.
I did like that.
It's funny.
Go fuck yourself.
All I know is I got a lot of balls.
What was that shitty movie he did around the time he died where he was...
My Three Wives?
No, where he's the... The TV guy.
TV guy? Yeah, what the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
Something Wally Sparks?
Yeah, Wally Sparks.
Me,
yeah.
Wally
okay,
Sparks.
Okay, I do know.
That was
He did one movie about a prison.
Yeah, it was...
And he was a warden and he had to get people out so he could make it into a golf club or something.
What?
It was weird.
Makes sense.
And they had the black midget from Me, Myself, and Irene.
Okay.
As one of the jail guards.
Beetlejuice?
Poor Rodney.
Not penal.
Oh, wait, is that guy's name? What was that? Is he from Stern or something?
That's the crackhead.
Yeah, the crackhead.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah, he wants another drink.
Yeah. I also have to pee really bad.
Sure.
But I don't want to get up.
Okay.
Three orange whips. Booze mouth over here needs another drink.
I do. I'm not nearly inebriated enough.
Nearly.
Nearly.
Not nearly inebriated to drive.
Yeah, I almost puked when I saw Beetlejuice making out with a girl
after
eating tuna.
Stop it!
So they could get breast implants.
What?
No.
Was it on Stern?
That was Howard Stern. Oh, my God.
Oh. What the fuck?
It's the only part I miss about Howard Stern.
What?
The E! Show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it was fun.
Yeah, you ever get to see the Channel 9 show that you used to do?
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
The E! Show was okay.
Early
but
90s.
Yeah, oh my God.
It was like a regular talk show.
It was like, yeah, just pretty much him doing the same show.
Format show or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking about midgets. Have you seen that Geico commercial with Vern Troyer on it?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
It just totally shows that he's a fucking... No wonder they didn't have him speak any words in those
He's
fucking,
worthless. He's not talented or funny or interesting.
He really is worthless.
He really is.
Have you seen the, what is it? What's
Surreal Life?
Surreal Life.
Yes, I was actually watching that the other night. For whatever reason, I've been watching these gay shows that I swore I'd never watched.
Oh, because China Doll is just so hot.
Is she on that again?
She is.
With her thumb-sized, was it?
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware of her.
I haven't seen it.
I've not
seen the Dustin Diamond video.
No,
not Dustin Diamond. The China Doll.
Well, I'm saying both those videos.
He hasn't seen DDP.
It's a dick.
It's a thumb-sized dick.
One scream.
Ridiculous.
Diamond dust and penis.
Yeah, they have the Surreal Life. They have some of the has-beens. They have these games.
All of them.
They got like salt.
It's
and
not
pepper.
All of them. It's like all the top celebrities though.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice and
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, they're right on top.
Ron Jeremy.
They're really
Tracy
doing stuff other than
Bingham.
This.
Yeah, they like have like games like competitions.
Yeah.
And you
Eric
know.
Asarada.
Yeah, did you see the first one?
No,
where
he's
they
not in
the,
it.
Had to take the pictures.
Yes.
Whoever got the most pictures won.
No,
Vanilla Ice won that.
I might
have
missed that one.
He won the other contest too, didn't he?
He won the video one too.
Yeah.
They had to make a scandalous video. I can't believe he's still alive.
Neither can I.
Like shame hasn't killed him yet. Like just the feeling of shame.
Random lightning bolts haven't struck this guy yet. Come on.
He tried
what are you
to
doing,
back,
God?
What? He tried to come back a couple years
yes,
ago.
Yes, he tried to come back as like
as a hardcore,
yes.
Korn,
a
hardcore
right?
rapper.
Like a Korn kind of thing.
Was, like, yeah, kind of Korn type. And he was doing the same stupid songs. He was doing Ice Ice Baby all
he
over again.
He redid it in
a like
hardcore
a heavy metal
fashion.
Song.
Yeah,
was like, what the fuck?
Drop that zero.
We actually
get
have
with
a
hero.
Friend who liked that album.
Who shall remain unnamed.
And Steve, he...
No, that's too obvious.
...forced us to listen to this album.
He's like, this is good.
Insisted, guys, you got to listen to this. I mean... It's amazing. I know his stuff was bad, but you just got to hear it. It's so good. And I listened to maybe, I don't know, how many songs? A few. Before I demanded that he turn it off.
Demanded.
It was the worst.
I implored
Please
him.
Put on ICP. Please. You're begging
yeah.
for it.
I would rather have AIDS than listen
wow.
to Vanilla Ice.
AIDS thrown in my face.
I
and
could
him and his gorilla wife.
I'd accommodate you on that.
His wife's not bad looking.
Who's
is this the one I'm
Vanilla
thinking
Ice?
Of? Vanilla Ice?
I have no idea what she
no,
looks like.
No, Vanilla Ice? Wife. No, I'm talking about Steve.
What?
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's
take a break.
Let's hope they're not streaming.
Edit that out.
They don't have a
wow.
computer. They can't listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah,
I thought they had the bio.
In the clear.
They have one at her mother's house.
Thank you.
Oh, great.
Let's take a break. We'll
they got back. Danny on Fat Watch.
I gotta pee. Think it's gonna work. Come back and wrap it up. It's the Aristocrats.
Yeah, guys, we're on in five.
What? Happy Winnie the Pooh Day, guys.
What's that one?
Happy Winnie the Pooh Day.
Is it Peter Robbins Day?
It is. Today is Winnie the Pooh Day.
Oh, bother.
Why?
It just is, Matt.
Was he created today?
I guess so. Today was just a day.
Great.
To celebrate the creation of Winnie the Pooh in 1882 by A.A. Milne.
He's that old.
Who gives a fuck?
Today. It's the most pointless day.
Today.
Today.
In my life.
Today is Grizzly Bear Eat Honey Day.
Grizzly.
The Rape Pooh. Young children.
Burr.
Remember the live action Winnie the Pooh on Disney Channel?
Yes.
Yeah. It was kind of creepy.
That was scary. The big owl and shit.
I absolutely loved it.
Did you
really?
Mm-hmm. I hate Winnie the Pooh.
I love the live action Dumbo.
He's such a communist faggot.
I don't remember
the Dumbo circus.
Loved it.
With a little rat as the.
I only got loved the it. Disney Channel when we got the free preview.
Me too.
Yep.
That was it. It was because we never bought it.
I begged.
It's worthless otherwise.
My grandmother
had the Disney
it.
Channel because we had that channel. Stupid box where you could flip the.
Oh, you
thing.
Got it for
yeah.
free. Yeah.
So you could steal it. Yeah.
Yeah. The hot box?
You fuck with the little dial thing. We got the Disney Channel, HBO, and like Showtime.
Showtime, baby. Softcore.
Scramble Vision.
Well, for the longest time, I only had like, you know, like didn't have cable, so I had to mess with the UHF.
UHF?
What?
Yeah, somebody like, was ta- no. Wait, somebody we were, was talking about was UHF kids. Today at work.
What, the movie?
And I was just like, no, it wasn't the best thing of my life.
It
sucked. It was UHF. Like, the fuck are you talking about, UHF? Yeah. I didn't even think that was real.
No,
yeah, it was like UHF 68 or something like that. At like 1 o'clock in the morning, they come on with like music videos.
They used to have some fucked up shit on UHF.
What are you fucking talking about?
That was good.
Yeah, they used to do all the public access stuff.
When we first moved here, that's what my parents had to do. Like, because they didn't want to buy cable.
Where'd you move
when
here
was
from?
That?
From the Bronx.
The
but
Bronx.
I was like five, so I didn't.
Brooklyn.
I don't remember living,
the Bronx.
Living there, so. But it was like, yeah, my parents would sit there and like Jim, you know, play with the you know the rabbit ears, sitting there using me like an antenna.
What year was this?
Wow. Getting your Fox 86? Viewing position.
Maybe.
86.
Yeah, I was like six.
And you didn't have cable yet, huh?
No, my parents didn't want to pay for it. I don't think we got cable until like 87, 88, like
2 years
later. Oh,
well.
Wow.
Because then my parents finally got a deal they couldn't refuse and decided to pick it up.
Yeah, you're going to kill them in their sleep if you didn't get cable? If I can't watch USA, I'm going to kill you.
A newfangled Nickelodeon.
No, my parents
now that Wings is off the air, I got to watch your reruns. I need USA.
Tracy Ullman.
USA.
My parents had, was it, HBO, and if like, you know,
Japan.
It was like that was the one thing that they got out of it, and they've kept it ever since. I don't even think they ever watched HBO the whole time they've had cable.
We always had HBO.
My parents always used to rent tapes when we were kids.
Human body odor.
When I lived in an apartment little ways from here, mm-hmm. one of the other people in the area, was only like four different sections to the place, somebody else had HBO, so I had HBO for free for about 5 years.
Nice.
And I got to watch Tommy Boy and Black Sheep every single day.
And they show a lot
and,
of
So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah, I actually never watched it. Never.
I've seen that movie like 27,000 times now.
Yeah, it's all right.
So never sat through it.
And counting.
And counting, yes, indeed. HBO was
on. Even though I never
had,
it makes me laugh.
Never had Showtime until now. We got a package here. Where we got Showtime and HBO. But I never, Showtime never appealed to me. But now that Dexter is on Showtime, I have to have Showtime.
Yeah.
Gots to have it.
Dexter, the greatest show ever.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Dexter's Laboratory?
No. Well, kind of,
yeah. He's a serial killer, but he's also a forensics person.
Oh.
He does blood splatter.
Oh.
Twisted, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have Showtime.
It's a good show.
Yeah. Well, and we got rid of Showtime like when the preview ended right before that show started. So I saw the previews for it, then never actually saw it.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, it's one of the rare instances I actually like a new show.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch television.
I like the HBO show. I like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. I think that's good. A lot of people don't care for it.
I loved it.
I never loved it.
Extras?
Loved Extras.
Yeah.
That's all that's out on DVD now.
But it started Sunday, new season.
It started already?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Missed it. I love Richard Gervais.
You're watching on
Ricky
Man.
Gervais. Yeah, that's right.
I missed Dennis Miller.
Did you get the first season yet?
No, I saw it. I was tempted, but I didn't. Mm. Nah.
I haven't gotten either.
I have them all. I'm still on my DVR. But I liked Lucky Louie.
Yeah. Can't wait for that DVD to come out.
Yeah. It was okay. It was all right for me, dog.
Can't chime in, sorry.
No. But
moving right along.
Still never watched an episode of The Sopranos.
No.
I like it.
I watched a little bit of it.
Great show.
A little bit.
I watched the first
Very
season,
funny.
And then I kind of...
Very funny.
Especially when black people die.
Yeah, okay.
No, it is. Very funny. The characters are really funny. There's ridiculous stuff they come up with sometimes. And, they film a lot in, like, Jersey, so it's cool to see, like, you know, a place that you know, like, on TV.
I've been there.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been there.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been to that toll booth.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I got a lot of places like Belmar and shit.
I drive past that every day. Yeah. I love that garbage dump.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Oh, you'd be surprised the places they go to.
Why can't titty bars be like it is in the movie where they got full nude and booze?
Yeah, really.
Poor New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get the shaft sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet you do.
It's definitely.
Well, we get full nude, but we can't drink.
Yeah, juice. Wow,
juice bar.
Well, they locked up some strippers in like South Jersey at a regular go-go bar.
Yeah.
For revealing too much.
Well, that's why.
Undercover cop there or some shit like that.
Oh, bullshit. Come on.
Yeah.
What's the mentality behind that? Like, tits won't drive a guy nuts, but pussy will.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I see the full clam. I just go nuts.
Well, you can't see tits or clam.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Well, you're right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, when there's booze? No nudity?
No.
I thought it was topless only.
I thought it was just tits. That's what I thought the rule was.
No, it's bathing suits.
No nudity.
Now, what's Untouchables?
That's a regular go-go bar.
So, no nude?
No.
No nude. Mm-hmm. Unless you get a private dance.
Unless you do private dancing.
And they take off their top for you.
That's
it. Wow, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Gogorama, is that still full nude?
Yeah.
You want another orange juice? Yeah, thanks.
No,
like
I got my
four.
$5.
You want a
drink.
V8?
I know.
Yeah. I don't
continuous
V8.
Go-go.
V8.
I
go down to Delilah's if I really want to be ridiculous with that.
Delilah's is juice, too.
No,
right?
Yeah,
it's juice, but there's like 8 whores on stage, and they just milk you out of money so much faster.
Yeah, if you go in the back room.
You can't really touch them at all, either.
I think it was the first strip club I've been to with Delilah's.
I think that's the one that has the Russian strippers that are forced against their will to dance for like 20 hours a day.
One of the guys in my job was like obsessed with a girl in that place.
A particular friend of ours insisted that a stripper was in love with him.
Yeah, same thing.
And he swore up and down that a stripper was in love with him.
Same thing. The guy was obsessed.
Like, oh, gee, don't you think it's because she just wants you to give her more money?
No.
That was inconceivable to them.
Yeah.
Did your friend start sending her like copies of Catcher in the Rye and shit?
What the fuck are we
looking
at
here? Can I chime in
here? I don't know. Everybody looks exasperated.
I've seen a cop on screen.
I've had the Cringe Humor Radio chat thing up, and it's been pretty, laid back or whatever. And all of a sudden, Cousin Joe decided to put a picture of his cock up on the screen. I'm assuming it's his cock.
Is it big?
It's like next to
good size.
It's a good size.
It's about as big as a...
I can't see it from here. I don't want to get up, though, because it'll make me look gay.
It's as big as...
That is pretty big.
Holy crap. Dude, why do you have that up there? The fuck?
Good, he's not choosing to. It's just...
bigger than a beer can.
I just happened to look over and saw he had a picture, so I clicked on it, and it was his penis next to a Budweiser can.
It could be Tommy Lee.
good work, my friend.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Is that what he thinks of
good
us?
Good work, my
Are
friend.
Are we just dicks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm giving you one
You're
big
bunch
one
of
up.
Cocks, douchebags.
It was a big penis. Anyway.
Thank you, Cousin Joe.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
Thank you.
Just out of nowhere, the corner of my eye, I just happened to look and see someone had a picture, and I clicked it.
And we thank Cringe Radio.
What did you think of it, Carly?
We do.
Carly, was that big enough for you?
Was it big enough?
It was just all right.
Is that a gagger?
Oh, my God. Will that induce a gag reflex?
Let's wow.
find out. Nobody will ever know.
American Idol cock. Come on, come up with a pun.
Yeah. I can't.
Can't?
I don't want to.
I don't want
to. There's no puns tonight so far.
It's just all right for me, dog.
Ryan, cock crest.
Paul,
Ryan, semen crest.
Your penis is just beautiful sunshine coming out of the sky.
You know, it looks like it's a lot of fun, and it's right
she
for my
go
bedroom.
To rehab too.
Is
yeah.
she?
Yeah,
she's ready.
Wasn't
to
she
go.
All screwed up or something?
She's in love with Simon
on the show.
From
all banged out on like Xanax and
from what I've heard,
NyQuil.
She's got a neck injury from cheerleading. That is just
or
never blowjobbing. Go away.
It's from Prince, isn't it?
A lot of deep throating.
But
it all goes back to Prince.
Apparently, she's always on medication and painkillers.
And booze.
And booze. That could be the painkiller.
Wow.
So
she's looking to do a Brian Pillman.
She's pretty much going for it, yeah.
She's wow.
flying. Flying Brian, Paul Brian. Abdul.
Yeah.
Dying Paul
Have you guys
Abdul.
Seen that?
Dying Brian Pillman.
Wow. Wow.
I never thought of that. Wow.
It
never,
that's awesome.
Never heard me say it.
Because it was sad. Oh, you used to say that?
Yes.
Dying yeah, because he was cool.
That's the first thing I said when I heard that he died.
Dying Brian Pillman.
That's awesome.
Poor Brian Pillman.
I know.
He had such potential.
He d- well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's yeah. great. He died.
They were,
I actually have the same birthday as Brian
same death
Pillman.
Day?
And I share Tupac's, you told me?
Yeah, I think it's Tupac.
Tupac and like Judy Garland.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tupac and Judy
two very
Garland.
Important people in my life.
Not
very
really.
Drunk-ass.
I have the same birthday as Vanilla Ice.
Great.
I'm just talking about that.
Wow.
Fuck.
I also share the same birthday, I think, as Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Ooh.
Whoever that is.
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes.
And I have the same birthday as a guy Phil I work with.
Cool.
Wow.
Phil Dirt.
Does anybody know about that Paula Abdul show she's doing on Bravo or something?
No, no idea.
No idea.
Oh, the reality show?
Of course Fulham knows about it. Yeah.
Well, no, because the reason I heard about it was when that YouTube video was being around last week, right before the show started, where it was the... interview of
the
her
interview,
on a
yeah.
TV show where she was just losing her mind.
She fell off like the chair and
yeah,
shit.
She was going dancing all over the fucking place, singing straight up without telling me. Fucking what? Acting like a total ass. But okay. That was one of her songs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's gonna be love.
The only one I remember.
Oh,
God.
Which was that one song that sounded like a Sonic the Hedgehog theme music?
Another shitty song? Who the fuck knows?
It was
the one
anyway,
with the cat in the video.
Yeah. Is that Opposites Attract?
Opposites Attract.
Yeah.
Anyway, before I was kicking the balls by Matt.
Yeah,
it sounded like Sonic the Hedgehog's music.
It ain't fiction. Just a natural fact.
The whole
She makes the bed.
Two steps forward.
And I move the covers.
Back.
The whole story was the whole YouTube thing, and then at the very end of it, they decided to put in that she was going to be doing this show for Bravo.
She sucks. They're
going to give her a plug?
Yeah. Like they do with everything. Like we were reading about that Lohan thing where they kept putting
she's
the movies
in. She's
going
to be in rehab until her next movie comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, it's, she'll come out right
every
before
other thing
it.
About it.
And her triumphant return to the silver screen.
Yes. Well, J-Lo has a reality
out.
Show, too.
I heard about that.
Yeah, we saw the commercial for it. Sad.
She's picking dancers or something.
Yeah, some dance.
Well, at least it makes sense.
Well, yeah. It makes sense, but it's still pointless.
Her big Puerto Rican ass picking out people.
That is a big
dance.
Ass, Craig, yes.
Yeah, this is
there
it.
She is.
Is this the clip?
I think so.
This
one
is when
of
she's
them.
Drunk.
New York City.
Excessively
good
drunk.
Good morning, everybody. She can hear us.
So tell us, what are you
yeah,
looking
you can
for?
You see it in her face. Look at her.
How about a lot of you coming in? it's a wild party where you are.
Oh my
that's,
god!
Yeah, that's what
I said
hear.
It looks
we
like she might
that,
be getting fingered.
Simon has actually Assisted. Said that this had some of the worst singers that he's ever heard. What did you think of the singers in Seattle?
Well, I have to agree with Simon.
Oh no!
But this is what they do with her. They let her
hey,
go nuts.
You know
they
what?
Let her go on these interviews,
it
and then right before the show starts,
is.
They wrangle her in.
And it was brilliant.
Okay, that's interesting.
You are going to love that. You're going to love, you're going to see what we're talking about.
Okay, you know what? This show has turned into a flat-out star
yeah,
maker, seven or
horrible.
Eight of last season's alums, pulling record deals. How do you think
well, you
idols changed the face of pop music?
Booze.
Well, let's push you this way. When the show started, the
push
record
this
industry
way.
Said, this
show's
going to
ruin the music like 8 o'clock
the
in the morning.
Industry.
I know.
And the record industry was already kind of upside down.
Look at
down.
Her mouth.
But now,
yeah, this is terrible.
Looks like Dick Clark.
We are legitimate, and we're churning out
mega stars.
That's
and
a really
it's
blank look
it's right. a show that actually you see great things happen to these kids, and I love it, and I think that
she's slurring.
Wow,
yeah. I love it when they make them feel retarded and send them out
people,
the wrong door.
An old buddy of yours, William Hung, he's coming on our show tomorrow morning.
Wow,
and you're kidding?
Who?
Yeah, he is. He'll be here tomorrow, and he seems like
he
a
wasn't
really nice
hung.
When
he's not well hung.
Had
so
idea
hung.
That he was going to become such a cult star.
You know what? I thought that this kid is gonna,
rumor?
If anything, prove that
internet
he has
rumor?
So much and a tremendous amount of art, and he's got drive, and he's a smart kid. And boy, did we see how smart
he
actually
looks like
really
he's
is.
Retarded.
He
okay,
really
Paul,
does.
I have
he is.
To go back
he
to
did.
Something you just said. I have to ask you.
He's just Asian.
Simon Lego said the singers in Seattle were crazies, drinking too much coffee. Simon Cowell said these were the worst miserable singers he's ever seen. Why
glad that's
still
on.
Professional.
That's not true. You know what?
Paul Abdul suing us.
Any publicity is good publicity. You got to learn to eat it up and embrace it and say.
Chris from Cringe Humor wants to know if any of us
people.
Would still bang Paula Abdul.
Absolutely.
Of
no
course.
Way.
You better
no
believe it.
Of question.
Nasty Emilio Estevez covered pussy. Fuck that.
Wow. The way she, with the
Emilio
way she is,
Estevez.
With the way she is in this interview, boom,
yeah.
Perfect.
I would totally
the way she
is. I think I have
totally get. I would get a Hummer, at least, at very least a Hummer.
At the very
no
least,
way.
Derek is now adjusting his aim settings,
yeah.
So that we never get a sound effect in between.
What an
of
who
the hell? Nice job, asshole.
Of course, it has to be the guy from Cringe Humor that does it too.
Who has those on still?
I know.
I, you know
right?
What? I,
you
I
have.
Did you
now.
Just download a new version of it?
I'm no, 14, I haven't been on this douche. Screen name, and I guess it's a settings.
Oh.
Thing. I did turn them all off.
Yeah, right.
He's a cold-hearted snake. Oh.
Yeah.
By the way, she's still going all drunk. On the
yeah,
radio.
She is. I just turned. I got.
I love her.
She's got to get over these damn sounds.
I love
first.
Her. Her poor plastic surgery-ridden breasts.
Yeah,
they're horrible.
Yeah, she was bare-looking 20 years ago.
Ouch.
Yep.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago, maybe.
Carly said no, she looks. Carly said she looks like she belongs on Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
She does look like that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
The one that looked like Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was Zira. I don't know what the new one is. I don't even know if Zira was in it.
It's penis guy.
With a red mandrill monkey ass.
Yes! Zira!
Zira, come with me.
Paula!
Paula!
We will go up the Statue of Liberty's nose. That's where we'll hide from Dr. Oh, Seuss.
Yes, Paula Abdul.
We'll
Paula,
killed.
Can you say that? Paula.
Paula.
Drunk beach.
Taylor.
Get your clam off me, you damn dirty Egyptian.
Egyptian. Damn. And I will die in the in the beginning of the second movie.
You will ride on my horse.
Have you ever seen the second movie? He dies in the first 10 minutes.
I know.
Thank you, Matt.
Good.
Matt once he falls through the second
over.
Dimension. Woo.
He gets like shot in the face and dies.
He does.
But yes, I would go full service with Paul Abdul.
Fuck Paul Abdul. So. I wouldn't do anything there.
Exactly. That's what he's saying.
She could drain my pump.
Good analogy.
She could drain my lizard.
Tap the keg.
You got a pun for Paul Abdul about banging her?
Huh? What?
You got a good pun about banging
Paul
Abdul?
Do I got a good pun about Vaughn not talking into the microphone?
Fuck!
Although your wrist is limp,
it, is
it can
very
still
limp.
Go
really
up to your
is.
Mouth.
I'm still giving up on
you should be used to putting things
we
near
have to
your
get,
mouth with your limp wrist.
We have to get Vaughn like the Billy Ray Cyrus like headphone set.
Do we need a new little box down here? You want me to
I
buy
think it's
a new
Garth
box
Brooks
with more
headphone
inputs?
Set.
They actually have on the website. I don't know why I'm talking about this now, but they have a website where you buy another one of those and it comes with like three sets of headphones.
Okay.
So maybe I'll pick one up.
Oh, I spent money for
Cringe Radio.
Yeah. Oh, we're almost out of here. We got like.
If we're ever invited back,
cool.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Tomorrow
yeah,
we're
thanks,
off the
guys.
Website.
This is our last show.
We're off the website right now. Actually.
Yeah. We're done.
Fuck that. Nice. I love talking to myself. It's
we
great.
We get past the first night. Off the website.
Oh, I did want to make T-shirts.
Yes.
Stickers.
And stickers.
I'll talk to my webmaster.
And
about
condoms.
Them. Yeah. And I like your little tag. We tend to offend.
We tend to offend. Excellent. Got that, folks?
Yeah, cunt faces.
Copyrighted, bitches.
Patent pending.
Actually,
patent pending.
A little tame tonight.
Cunt, cunt,
yeah,
rag.
Yeah, we're on good behavior. Well, yeah. We want to make a good first impression.
Good first impression.
Next week, we'll bring the Erictron.
Fine.
And
yeah.
Yeah. If uh-huh. I don't know how they feel about racist humor, but.
Well, it's cringe, not spew hate.
Okay. Hey, it's because it's just a robot.
Misanthropic. No, we're misanthropic.
Yeah.
Because, I hate everybody.
This wasn't going anywhere, so.
It's in character.
Perfect.
It's a character.
It's just it's a robot.
What a doodle.
It's a robot of a dead friend.
Wow.
Well, he is deceased.
He wouldn't be dead if he didn't see you naked.
Yeah, we took his brain and his heart and we put it into
It'll
the robot.
It'll be the Arista Sans Vaughn. That's what it'll be called.
Arista Sans Vaughn.
If you think about it,
it'll be a new emblem.
The show aspect, he is deceased.
Yeah. I guess you could say that.
He will never return.
He'll be back.
No,
next week.
That's not
the
not
old
definite.
Captain.
Hot Wing Challenge, anyway?
Yes, he will be resurrected.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing we got to talk about.
He will be resurrected.
He said he might come to that. He's definitely coming to that, Carly.
Oh, Chris said bring on the racism. Okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Shit.
Well, you got it.
Next Thursday.
Next week,
over.
The Erictron.
What's the difference between Batman and a black man?
Okay, I got that text message, too.
What? I'm kidding.
Batman can go to the store without robbing it. Anyone that's listened to the show in the past knows that we had another Steve on the show.
Yes.
And he sends me the dumbest jokes,
yeah.
Like fifth grade jokes ever.
And you know that he's cackling when he hears them.
And you know, he is forwarding it to me because he cannot type that well.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Somebody,
I'm like, wow, this isn't even him. I'm not even going to bother reading
it. Hey, somebody spelt it clearly.
Exactly.
I bet you it's one of those things like, you know... Type like joke 57 to 19111.
Exactly, yeah.
Joke 1, 2, or 3.
Wow, this text has punctuation and correct grammar. Yeah. Cannot be Steve.
And the headline is just forward.
Yeah.
He just sends random jumbles of letters because he's that bad of a speller that the auto spell can't even get it right.
He just wants you to decipher it. And,
oh, here we go.
I got to find it.
I hate the auto spell.
Got a Snow White one on there?
What's the difference between a black guy and bird shit? After a while, bird shit turns white and stops stinking.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I feel guilty for laughing at that. I'm sorry.
And then what's the difference between black man and Batman? Batman can go to the store without Robin.
Four white guys with a black asshole, the A-team. That's pretty funny. Come on.
That's good.
I thought Mr. T died.
It's three white guys.
I heard that,
his mother died.
Oh.
He has colon cancer.
Right.
He was battling cancer for a long time, yeah.
It's three white guys. And it's also one dead guy.
Ruin it. Okay.
Hey, be quiet. I'm looking at my phone. I need silence.
Right. And he gets headphones. Thanks. Yeah.
Oh, well, come on.
Uh-oh. Couldn't hear it.
Was that a duck burping?
No, I was going to send something else that our friend Steve likes to send to us all the time.
Send me his shit/farts.
Yes.
Which Derek wants no part of.
Oh,
no.
I'm sure he doesn't.
So much that I don't send my own shit.
That he encourages
fart.
It.
That's just vulgar.
Mm. That's rude. There's
actually one. Did you get the one with his wife yelling at him?
That's just uncouth.
Disgusting.
I don't want to go through and find it for next week. Yeah,
he
there's
made
actually
her cry.
One where she's like, Steven, no. It's not funny anymore.
Yes, it is.
It's not funny.
It's on the way. It's on the way.
Yeah, by the way, Craig, you spawned like a pretty big thing with that.
It won't die.
I think about it at work.
That's all anyone says is, it's on the way.
I actually text, instead of saying, like, I'm coming over now, I say, it's on the way.
Yeah. Seriously.
Glad
and
I
imitate the sound all the time.
In my life.
You achieved something.
Finally, oh my God!
Finally, my ass hasn't gotten me in trouble.
Wow.
Brought joy.
It's gained you fame.
Yeah. We should play that before we leave.
Famous anus.
Find it, yeah. Put it up. Famous anus?
Oh, wow.
Double chocolate chip cookies.
Well, it is cringe humor, so let's make people really cringe.
Might as well.
That's what we should do next week, just all out.
So we'll be here again, I guess, next week, right?
I will be here.
I'll definitely be here.
Whether you like it or not, motherfucker.
What the hell, Craig says.
We'll see.
Next week, maybe not the week after.
Oh.
I don't know.
Aww.
When is Hot Wing Challenge, by the way?
He's planning on getting sick of us. Super Bowl Sunday, we will be doing a show. I don't know if it's going to be live or not. I don't know what the deal is with that, but we might just post it up.
What kind of hot wings?
Cluck you.
Yum. I know, but what degree?
Hot. All of them.
All of them.
To the point where they can't. The ones you can't leave the store with are the only ones we can't get out of there.
Basically.
Eating them, man.
We can't do 911.
I'm not eating them.
No,
well, they did them last year.
I have a bad reaction with OC and Mace products.
Craig, I ate them.
See, yes. Now, Derek isn't good with the hot stuff. Neither am I. I'll tolerate it to a certain point. But Steve, on the other hand.
I've never done it.
It's actually not that he doesn't like the hot stuff. He just doesn't like it. It's a different kind of not like
wings.
I'll try it.
I would like to see his reaction.
I'll probably puke.
He's never experienced anything like this.
No. That would be pretty funny.
Completely foreign to him is what it's like to eat something.
He's never gorged.
We're gonna have to
not on any hot.
Never once. Never once in my life.
Yeah. Last year was
pretty fun. I almost cried. I actually left. I left the show and I put my head in the freezer. It was so fucking hot. I can't take hot, you know.
Yeah, I can't either.
And it came down to Eric and Carly, and Carly is the hot wing champion.
This is true.
So she will be defending her title Super Bowl Sunday, whenever that is, February
1st.
Third?
Sunday.
Second.
First Sunday of February.
Second. Sunday.
Groundhog Day, coincidentally. Isn't February 2nd always Groundhog Day?
I don't know.
I thought it had to be a
I thought it was the 13th or something or 12th.
No, it's not that late. It's like the second or third.
It's the fourth.
Yeah, it's the second or third.
Bill Murray Day.
Are you sure? Yeah.
It's the fourth. First Sunday.
All right, good.
Is it too early for flapjacks?
Jungle pancakes.
So we'll be doing that.
Diner?
This show will be up eventually.
If I'm still recording it.
This will be up eventually or right now.
And we'll be...
I don't believe it.
We'll be back next week. If you want to get a hold of us, myspace.com/aristocratsradio, one word. You can also email us, aristocratsradio@AOL.com, also one word. And that's it. Anyone else? Oh, and the 24th, no, this is, I'm going to butcher that. 24th is a cringe humor show with Patrice O'Neill at Caroline's on Broadway.
Beautiful.
I hope that transplant of ours got to listen to this.
We won't be there.
You get over it.
You're still fighting with that Jap over there?
He's dead. Get over it.
Are we shitting out of here?
Let it go.
We're going to get the bed and we're gone.
We're going to get out of here. Here's Craig taking a massive dump. We'll see you next week.
I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, my God. Here he comes.
It's on the way.
Special delivery.
Uninhibited shitting.